Pray the Word with David Platt is a resource from Radical.net.
Nehemiah chapter 11, verse 2, and the people blessed all the men who willingly offered to live in Jerusalem. So the picture here in Nehemiah chapter 11 is a call that goes out for some of God's people to live inside Jerusalem, not outside the walls, but inside the walls. And certain people sign up and say, yes, we will live in Jerusalem. And Nehemiah 11:2 says, the people blessed all the men who willingly offered to live in Jerusalem. Just hear that phrase, willingly offered. Not begrudgingly offered, not with complaining offered to do this, but willingly. Just think in your life, do you sometimes serve God, serve others begrudgingly or with complaints or out of a sense of obligation, like, okay, I feel like I have to? God has not called us to live this way, to serve this way, to work this way. God has called us to live, to serve, to give of our time and offerings willingly, with a willing heart that says, I want to serve others. I want to serve God. And we need God to give us willing hearts, to transform our hearts when they are prone to complain, when they are prone to want, well, what's better for us than what's better for others. So let's take inventory of our hearts today, tomorrow, this week, and just ask, is there anything that I'm doing that God's called me to do, that I have opportunity to do, to serve others or to glorify Him, but that I'm not doing willingly? And let's ask God to change our hearts so that we willingly do all that God has called us to do. God, we pray for willing hearts in the day-to-day of life, as we work, as we go to school, as we do all kinds of things to glorify You. Help us to do so willingly. Help us not to do work or school begrudgingly or with complaints, but willingly, because we know Colossians 3, 23 and 24, ultimately we are serving, working for not this employer or doing school, not just for this teacher. We're doing this for You. Lord Jesus, we want to serve You willingly today in all the ways You've called us to serve You and work and school and serving others. God, we confess that we can serve others and do the right thing, but with the wrong heart, with unwilling hearts. So God, please change our hearts to be more like Jesus by Your Spirit in us, Lord Jesus. You willingly lived, died for us, for our sin. You willingly loved us with all of Your heart, that we might experience life in You. So by Your Spirit in us today, help us to live and give of ourselves willingly for others and ultimately for Your glory. God, we pray specifically today for the Najdi Arab people of Saudi Arabia and Kuwait. God, no known followers of Jesus among the 18.5 million Najdi Arabs. Please, oh God, change that. Please cause laborers to go to the Najdi Arab people willingly for Your glory. God, we confess that at times in our lives, we are not willing to do this or that, to go this or there. We pray that You would change our hearts, that every single one of us would be willing to do, go, whatever, wherever You call us to go, including to the Najdi Arab people and anybody else around us today or around the world in need of the gospel. Help us to willingly spread the good news of salvation that we have in Jesus. Oh God, create in us willing hearts by Your Spirit. In Jesus' name we pray, according to Nehemiah 11:2. Amen.